Welcome to Friday's Srimad Bhagavatam class. Anybody listening, thank you for tuning in. Whatever means you're listening, thank you. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhada Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhada Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chai. Jamuna Tira Manachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhada Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhada Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kalachandi, Radha Kalachandi, Radhe. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Gauranitha, 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 Jaya Gauranitha. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iskan Guru ki jai. Nittai go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 11th canto, chapter 21, text number 41. Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 11, chapter 21, text number 41. Gayatri usnig anustupcha brahati pantir evacha tristub gati ati chando hi yasyati ati jagad virat. Gayatri usnig anustupcha brahati pantir evacha tristib jagati achichando hi atayasti ati jagat virat. Gayatri usnig anustupcha brati pantir evacha tristib jagati achichando hi asyati ati jagat virat. Word for word. Oh. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Okay. Gayatri usnig anustupcha bharati punktir evacha tristub jagati achi chando hi asyasyati ati jagat virat. Gayatri Usnip Anustupcha, known as Gayatri, Usnik, and Anustup. Bharati Punkti, Bharati and Punkti. Avacha also, Tristup Jagati Achichandaha, Tristup Jagati and Achichanda. He, indeed, Atyasti Anti Jagat Virat, Asyasti Ati Jagatri and Ati Virat. Excuse me. Translation by and purport by the followers of his divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Jai. Translation. The Vedic meters are Gayatri, Usnik, Anustup, Bharati, Punkti, Tristup, Jagati, Atichanda, Atisyasti, Ati Jagati, and Ati Virat. Translation again. The Vedic meters are Gayatri, Usnik, Anustup, Bharati, Punkti, Tristup, Jagati, Ati Chanda, Asyasti, Ati Jagati, and Ati Virat. Purport. The Gayatri meter has 24 syllables. The Usnik, 28. The Anustup, 32. And so on. Each meter having four more syllables than the previous one. Vedic sound is called Bharati, or most expansive, and thus it is not possible for ordinary living entities to understand all the technical details in this matter. So that was text number 41. I've had a request to make up for the missed days yesterday, and so we're going to read 42 and 43 as well. 42 and 43 are coming. So I'm going to chant the prayers for requesting my spiritual master to open my darkened eyes. Om Gyanam Tirandasya Jananjanan Salakaya Chakshur and Militam Jaina Tasma Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Shapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Sva Padantikam. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master is opening my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances under the dust of his lotus feet. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Tamal Krishna, Goswami Nitya Namane. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Nitya Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatadi Shatarine. Vanchakalpa Tarubhaisya, Kripa Sindhubhasevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhar, Shivasari, Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the next text is 42. Kim vidate, kim akaste, kim anuja vikalpayat. Iti asya ridayam loke nanyo mam veda kaschana. Translation. In the entire world, no one but me actually understands the confidential purpose of Vedic knowledge. Thus, people do not know that the Vedas are actually prescribing in the ritualistic injunctions of karmakanda, or what object is actually being indicated in the formulas of worship found in the upasana kanda, or that which is elaborately discussed through various hypotheses in the jnana kanda section of the Vedas. Translation again. In the entire world, no one but me actually understands the confidential purpose of Vedic knowledge. Thus, people do not know what the Vedas are actually prescribing in the ritualistic injunctions of karmakanda, or what object is actually being indicated in the formulas of worship found in the Upasana Kanda are that which is elaborately discussed through various hypotheses in the Jnana Kanda section of the Vedas. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Absolute Truth, Lord Sri Krishna. Since the Lord is the source, maintainer, and ultimate goal of Vedic knowledge, he is Veda Vit, or the only true knower of Vedic knowledge. So-called philosophers, either Vedic scholars or ordinary men, may give their sectarian opinion, but it is the Lord himself who knows the confidential purpose of the Vedas. The Lord is the only actual shelter and lovable object for all living entities, as he states in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 41. Yad ya vibhutimat svat sattvam srimad uritam evacha tad tad eva gacha tvam mama tejo mishambhavam. Quote, know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Close quotes. All beautiful, extraordinary, and powerful manifestations are insignificant displays of the Lord's own opulences. Although ordinary people may quarrel over the purpose of religion, the actual purpose is one, Krishna consciousness, or pure love of Godhead. All Vedic formulas are understood to be preliminary stages leading to the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness, in which one fully surrenders to the devotional service of the Lord. The pure devotees of the Lord represent him within this world and never speak anything which is not authorized by the Lord, because they are repeating the Lord's own words. They are also to be understood as true knowers of the Vedas. Let's talk about these two verses before we do the last verse of the chapter, which is text 43. So Krishna is mentioning the meters, the Vedic meters that are used for chanting the Gayatri, or chanting the Vedas. Gayatri meter has 24 syllables, Usnik 28, Anustap, etc., going up. The Vedic sound is Brahati, or most expansive, and thus it is not possible. It contains all of them, I believe. And it's not possible for ordinary living entities to understand all the technical details in this matter. The next verse, the entire world, no one but me actually understands the confidential purpose of Vedic knowledge. We're hearing from Krishna. This is Krishna speaking himself, speaking to Uddhava, the Uddhava Gita. So Krishna is letting us know the Vedas are actually preliminary. They are full of karmakanda and full of means of attaining material opulence. But they are actually, Krishna is hidden inside them, and people don't understand that the Vedic ritualistic injunctions are actually go to Krishna, right? The results, Krishna actually accepts those in a very kind way. That the object that is actually being indicated in the formulas of worship, ordinary people don't know. They follow these Vedic injunctions. They think they're worshiping demigods, or they're worshiping the syllables, or they're doing this to get impersonal Brahman realization, but they're actually the object of all worship in the Vedas is Krishna. Everything goes back to Krishna. It begins with Krishna. Krishna is doing everything, and everything, all answers go back to Krishna. So the purport explains that nicely, that really Krishna is the only true knower of Vedic knowledge, and that Vedic knowledge is just the preliminary understanding of Krishna's vast energies and potencies and expansions. The material energy is Krishna's energy. It is an inferior energy. We're not meant to be in the inferior energy of the material world, because we are superior energy, spirit, soul. We're a little tiny spark inside a material body, and that tiny spark is spiritual, and it's inside our heart, right? We're really a spirit soul. We're not our body. So our real position is with Krishna in the spiritual world. And it's so nice to come to the temple and get a view of the spiritual world. Radhakalachanji, Radha Govinda, Chota Radhakalachanji, Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Subhadra Devi, Shushi Gorni Tai Ki Jai. The Dallas deities are so beautiful, and they are designed to be beautiful. Krishna appeared in this form of Kalachanji and Radharani to attract us to the spiritual world, to the spiritual nature, to our own spiritual natures, to help us get in contact with our spiritual nature. And they do that by attracting our mundane material senses. We can become more attracted to Krishna and Krishna's pastimes than to the material world and the material world's pastimes, which are just full of what? Suffering, sadness, argument. First, we have the shooting in Florida, which is what? Probably the 10th, 20th shooting just of this year in a school. Now we have great lamentation for the lost lives, these young persons that were killed, the adults that tried to protect them. Now we have argument. What should be done? What should be done? You know, something has to be done. And people are demanding action. Some people are. And so the politicians are saying, we don't want to do this. We'll do something else. We don't want to do what you say. We don't have to do what this group says. We want to do what this other group says. This other group says, no, you have to do what we want to do. And so they argue and they fight and they follow processes for maybe doing something, probably not. And if they get really upset about it, they turn towards what? Fighting, right? Violence, terrorism. And the very thing that people are trying to fight against, you know, nonviolence. You know, sometimes people get so upset, they become violent, right? Islam, right? Islam means peace, right? The Quran and the goal of, you know, Muslim prayer of Islam is peace, peacefulness. It means peace itself. And yet some people in the name of peace of Islam become violent, right? And say, we have to do this to these other people for whatever made up stupid reasons they have for committing violence. So this is the premier feature of our age, right? This is the age we live in. It's the age of hypocrisy and quarrel. And there is just fighting and disagreement. And so when we get a chance to hear from the Bhagavatam, when we get a chance to hear Srimad Bhagavad Gita, to see a picture of Srila Prabhupada, to meet a devotee of Srila Prabhupada's, a disciple or a grand disciple, and hear this knowledge, it's like relief. The soul is so happy. The mind can be finally placated in a sense of satisfaction. I finally found what I was looking for. I found the means to get out of this horrible material world. No matter how good you have it, no matter how much money you have, there is suffering, right? The mind gives us constant problems, right? Our mind, our bodies are constantly needing attention, cleaning. They get sick. They have to be fixed. You have to feed them the right things. It takes a lot of maintenance. We have to maintain other people's bodies because we have children. We have spouses. We have responsibilities. We have to maintain the temple. Ah, the good thing is, when you do things for Krishna, it's not ordinary or mundane. It's no longer just for your own pleasure or satisfaction. You maintain your body now for Krishna so that you have a good, healthy body so you can serve Krishna, right? Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, one without a second. And so we shouldn't get mixed up in the Vedas, in the Karmakanda sections, in trying to get the material advances that are available from the demigods, because we see people in this world right now have everything and they are not happy. Their children grow up. They don't love their kids. The kids don't love the parents. They have billions of dollars. They gave them everything, but somehow they didn't get the one thing they needed, which was love, right? Who is getting the love that they need? No one. It's not happening that way. I'd rather you not do that, Prabhu. If you could please just sit down. It's all right. I already had it. Yeah. And thanks for interrupting the class once again. We really appreciate it. So we're going to read the next verse. It's text 43. Mam vidate, vidate mam, vikyalapan tivaham, etavan sarva vedarta, shabda astaya mam vidam, maya macham anujate, pratishiddhi prasistati. Translation. I am the ritualistic sacrifice enjoined by the Vedas, and I am the worshipable deity. It is I who am presented as various philosophical hypotheses. It is I alone who am then refuted by philosophical analysis. The transcendental sound vibration thus establishes me as the essential meaning of all Vedic knowledge. The Vedas, elaborately analyzing all material duality as nothing but my illusory potency, ultimately completely negate this duality and achieve their own satisfaction. Wow, that's a long verse, isn't it? And Krishna's just explained all the answers that he gave in the previous verse, right? Did you notice that? Krishna says, no one understands the confidential purpose of the Vedas. No one understands the ritualistic, what is the object actually being indicated. So now Krishna answers in this verse, I am the ritualistic sacrifice enjoined by the Vedas. I am the worshipable deity. It is I who am presented as various philosophical hypotheses, and it is I alone who am then refuted by philosophical analysis. The transcendental sound vibration thus establishes me as the essential meaning of all Vedic knowledge. The Vedas, elaborately analyzing all material duality as nothing but my illusory potency, ultimately completely negate this duality and achieve their own satisfaction. Purport. The Lord declared in the previous verse that he alone knows the ultimate purpose of the Vedas. And now the Lord reveals that he alone is the ultimate basis and purpose of all Vedic knowledge. The Karma Kanda section of the Vedas prescribes ritualistic sacrifices for promotion to heaven. Thus, such sacrifices are the Lord himself. Similarly, the Upasana Kanda section of the Vedas designates different demigods as objects of ritualistic worship. And these deities are not different from the Lord himself, being expansions of the Lord's body. In the Jnana Kanda section of the Vedas, different philosophical methods of analysis are presented and refuted. Such knowledge, which analyzes the potency of the Supreme Lord, is not different from him. Ultimately, Lord Krishna is everything, because everything is part and parcel of the Lord's multi-potencies. Although Vedic literature entices those absorbed in material duality to begin the Vedic way of life by offering them material desirable rewards, the Vedas actually refute all material duality by bringing one to the stage of Krishna consciousness, wherein there is nothing different from the Supreme Lord. I'm sorry, it's a long purport. There's still another page. Within the Vedic literature, there are various injunctions stating that at a particular stage of life, one should give up fruit of rituals and take to the path of knowledge. Similarly, other injunctions declare that a self-realized soul should give up the path of speculative knowledge and take directly to the shelter of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. But nowhere is there an injunction recommending that one give up the loving service of the Lord, because that is the eternal constitutional position of every living entity. Different philosophical theses are presented and rejected in the Vedas, since one who is progressing must give up each previous stage in the advancement of knowledge. For example, one who is addicted to sex enjoyment is taught to accept religious marriage and enjoy sex pleasure with his wife. Such ritualistic knowledge is to be given up when one attains the stage of detachment, whereupon one is recommended to take the renounced order of life. In that stage of life, one is forbidden to see or speak with women. When, however, one reaches the perfection of Krishna consciousness, wherein the Lord is manifest everywhere, one may engage all living entities, including women, in the loving service of the Lord without danger of spiritual fall down. Thus, different injunctions based on progressive stages of spiritual vision are presented and refuted in Vedic literature. Since all such injunctions and procedure and processes are ultimately meant for the achievement of Krishna consciousness, the loving service of the Lord, they are not different from Lord Krishna himself. The conditioned soul, therefore, should not prematurely stop his progressive march back home, back to Godhead, by foolishly mistaking an intermediate or preliminary stage of advancement as the actual goal of life. One must understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the source, maintenance, and resting place of everything, and that every living entity is the Lord's eternal servant. In this way, one should continue on the Vedic path all the way back home, back to Godhead, for eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 11th canto, 21st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Krishna's Explanation of the Vedic Path. So, very interesting. Krishna is telling us, and the purport is helping us understand, that the Vedas are full of contrary instructions, right? Do this to get that. Then it says, now give that up. You don't want to do this. You actually want the next higher step. Then you're supposed to take to the next higher step. Do that. Then it says, actually, that's not even the highest step. You get to the highest step, which is Krishna bhakti, Krishna service. The performance of devotional service is the way to achieve full Krishna consciousness. And this is never prescribed to be given up. You can't ever argue against bhakti. You can't ever argue that the goal of life is to dedicate yourself in devotional service, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is the ultimate. This is the final instruction. And this is what the Vedas lead up to. And the purport points out that at least that the Vedas are there as a means of beginning people on the path, getting persons to begin the process of spiritual self-realization. But it is the early stages of the process. When I was first joined the movement and I got to meet Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I had a question. I wanted to do something from the past that I'd learned in a previous religion as something that I felt was important, and I made an excuse for it. And I asked him one time, I said, you know, should I still do this? He said, once you're in the graduate study of something, you don't need to go back and read books from grade school, right? He was pointing out to me, I didn't need to go back and do the things that I had done when I was much younger as a, you know, fledgling spiritualist. We can put those things behind us. They're the foundation of where we are now, but we don't go back to them. We study where we're at now. We pursue Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj tells a story when he first was a young man. He went to a yogi type person, and this yogi person taught him spiritual principles that he was interested in, the things he was interested in knowing. And he said, actually, and one day Maharaj asked him, Bhakti Tirtha asked him, you know, where's the real knowledge? And he said, the Hare Krishnas, he said, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda, he has the real knowledge. He's teaching the real knowledge. And he said, Maharaj said, what? The people on the street in bedsheets, the dancing people? He said, yes, they have the real knowledge. He said, and actually, So that was it. So Maharaj went and met the devotees, became a disciple of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, became a disciple of Prabhupada. Excuse me, I almost said my guru's name. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj took initiation from Srila Prabhupada. He became a sannyasi. Well, at a certain point after he had took initiation from Srila Prabhupada, he went back to this guru, back to this yogi, and he had some questions about some things that he was wondering about. And the yogi said, "What are you doing here? You have taken shelter from the Jagat Guru of the whole universe, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You may come here with questions for me, but I will not answer them. And I will not be part of your disrespect of your spiritual master." He said, "I have actually stopped preaching. I have stopped taking on students because he is the Jagat Guru of the universe. He is the spiritual acharya, the teacher of the entire universe. He came here to make teachers. His preaching makes other preachers. He is the Jagat Guru." He said, "You have already surrendered to him. Go and ask him your questions." So it was an education experience for Maharaj, and I thought it was such a sign of his deep humility that he would tell that story. And he told it on tape. He's actually videotaped telling that story. It's in the Srila Prabhupada Remembrance series, when the devotees tell their stories of Srila Prabhupada. It's an amazing series. So it's like that for us. We don't have to go back to the Karmakanda. We don't have to go back to deity worship. We don't have to go back to the worship that we performed as children or teenagers or young people. We need to concentrate on understanding the cream of all Vedic knowledge, which is given to us in the Maha Bhagavat, the Bhagavat Purana, the spotless Purana, the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the spiritual food for hungry souls, for hungry minds. It is light in the dark age of Kali. Kali is not going to get better, even if they pass laws and they ban weapons and they do this or they do that. Kali Yuga does not get better. There's no solution. There's no material solution to the difficulties and the degradation of the Kali Yuga. The only way, the only solution is to spread Krishna consciousness, is to tell people about Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People can't agree on anything. They will even argue with you about who God is, what is the nature of God, what are his potencies, what are his energies. Most people have never even thought of God's energies. God has energies? Yes. God created everything? Yes, he is behind everything. So when you go out in the world, we know this. We're basically all pretty much on a good path, right? We're pretty fortunate. We know about this. We're following. Krishna's going to drag us back, literally, right? Krishna's here. Kalachanji's looking at you. He knows who you are. He's going to help you. He's going to drag you back home to Godhead. It may be after a whole lot of births, which we would rather avoid, right? We don't need a whole lot more births. Let's do it in this lifetime. We can do it in this lifetime. We help, we cooperate a little bit with Krishna, right? Then he helps pull us back. But a lot of people out in the world, they never got darshan of Radha Kalachanji. They don't know about Krishna. They don't know about Bhagavad Gita. You can put a Bhagavad Gita in their hands. You can dance and chant in front of them and they'll get purified. Just seeing the Harinam Sankirtan party is purifying. It draws people in. How many devotees, senior leaders of our movement now, saw devotees when they were young people? His Holiness Sachinandan Swami recently told of the pastime of seeing the devotees in Hamburg, Germany, in the late 60s. He was seeing Tamal Krishna Maharaj and the early disciples of Srila Prabhupada out on the streets chanting in Hamburg, doing Nam Sankirtan. And he saw the devotees, and his mom pulled him away to go shopping. And as he was shopping, his mom could tell he wanted to go back down and see the devotees. So she said, "Okay, go ahead, go see your nonsense friends." So he runs downstairs and he says, he's watching the devotees and he's just in awe. He's attracted. And at the end, and when things kind of slow, he goes up to one of the devotees. He says, can you write down this mantra for me? He says it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He had some pen and paper, and he said in broken German, he told him, but he wrote down the mantra. He said, thanked him and gave him the mantra. And then he tells further the story. He put it in a drawer and forgot about it. And then he said, he was, forbidden by his parents to watch scary movies on TV, right? His parents said, don't watch scary movies. And scary movies are even scarier at night. So what happened? His parents went out for the evening one night. So he went and watched scary movies. And he became very frightened. He said that he was convinced that Frankenstein was behind every door in his house. Certainly he'll get me when I go upstairs. Certainly he'll get me when I go past the bathroom. Certainly he's in my closet in my room. Frankenstein, he was scared. So he remembered that he'd been told there is this mantra that will banish all fear. He had understood some things. So he went and he got that out and he started to chant. So don't think that what we're doing when we try to give Krishna consciousness to others is not affecting them. The results may be slow in coming, but the people that hear it for the first time are benefited. They're benefited. And they will come back sometime, maybe in this lifetime or maybe in another lifetime, but sometime they'll remember. So we can all be ambassadors of Krishna consciousness, right? We're ambassadors of Radha Kala Chanji. And in trying to give Krishna consciousness understanding to others, the more we try to give it to others, the more we get it ourselves. Right? We become empowered. We need guru. Don't discount the need for association of advanced devotees. We need a spiritual teacher, guides, helpers to help us to understand these things so that we can do them nicely. It is not something that you can do alone. You can read the books. You can think you understand them. Even if you read Prabhupada's books and read Prabhupada's purports, that's a good thing. But eventually, you need to come to the temple, right? And associate with like-minded people. So, I've got to stop now. And we have just a couple really quick minutes for some, maybe one or two short questions, if anybody has anything. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.